This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The company says its vaccine appears to be effective against COVID-19, though not as strong as rival vaccines, which require two doses.
This is a single shot,
which Dr. Anthony Fauci says is a benefit in itself, since people won't have to wait a few weeks for another dose. Johnson & Johnson says it'll soon apply for emergency use approval in the U.S. Chief Scientific Officer Paul Stoffel says it expects to supply a billion doses globally within a year.
That means in this day, protecting a billion people from severe disease.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Regulators authorized AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine for use in adults throughout the European Union on Friday. Amid criticism, the bloc is not moving fast enough to vaccinate its population. The European Medicines Agency's expert committee unanimously recommended the vaccine to be used in people 18 and over, though concerns had been raised that not enough data exists to prove it works in older people. The shot is the third COVID-19 vaccine given the green light by the EMA after ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. Both were authorized for all adults. The head of the World Health Organization on Friday called for international cooperation on the manufacture and rollout of coronavirus vaccines, warning that we will not end the pandemic anywhere until we end it everywhere. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus stressed that vaccines were a limited resource at present. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said that vaccine nationalism might serve short-term political